And what about Christmas time? So, were there any particular things that used to go on at Christmas that were...
Christmas time was relatively poor. Mummy always tried to get us something.
Uh-huh.
One Christmas stands out in my mind again, my sister who's a year older than I.
Mm.
And Mummy was going out, just the shop was at the top of the street. So we were put to bed. We believed in Santa.
Of course.
Believed in Santa till I was about 10.
Oh my gosh.
And anyhow, we were put to bed and we were doing some ligging about. Remember, this is the old brass bed that this old steel, the springs on it. And we were horsing about and that used to fall, you know, the spring used to fall down. That happened very often. I'd hit for that too. And we were, it was just my sister and I in the house. Don't know where. Mummy'd gone up to the shop to get a few fresh vegetables. This was Christmas Eve. And I had fell out of bed. We'd been horsing about, so I fell out of bed and I looked in under the bed and there was these wooden boxes, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know those tomato boxes? Tomatoes used to come in like a wee wooden crate.
Mm-hmm.
And we explored this and it was our toys. Now, it was very little toys, but it was toys.
But it was toys, nevertheless.
I remember one of them was a plastic duck and you always hung up your stocking then and there was an orange or an apple. Fruit was always in the foot of it. Hold the toe out. So Mummy came down and we were, of course, as good as going back in bed, never had done, we had seen anything. And then my mother was always very loving, you know.
Yeah.
And she nursed us at night before we went to sleep and she used to sing to us as well.
Did she?
Yeah, she was very, she was lovely. And she asked us what we'd like for Christmas and we described everything that was in this box.
Oh, you madams! You little naughty.
She knew that we had seen it.
Rightly.
But I still believed in Santa.
Even though you'd seen
it. Even though I had seen that and it was a stuffed doll with a wee plastic face with the eyes and that painted on. And that was the type of toys you got. I never got a Delf doll till I was about 10.
All right. And that was a big special treat, I'm sure.
Oh, very much. But Mummy used to nurse us before we went to bed and how she warmed her feet. I used to do this to my children.
Did you?
This is how Mummy warmed my feet. She put her hand to the fire and then rubbed your foot. Uh-huh. I remember having mumps and my mother sat up all night with me and held her hand to my ear. And she was very kind.
It could be very sore, can't
very
it?
Very painful. Mm. And eating nothing other than custard. I wasn't old
she couldn't
at that
swallow
time.
Anything else,
no.
Really?
No. She was very kind like that. I used to tick sore ears as a child as well.
Did you?
Ear infections, very often. And she would put warm olive oil and she'd put it into your ear and then she would sit all night with her hand and rocking you. She sat up all night.
What a wonderful mother.
She was lovely. She
what a wonderful, I mean, like the quintessential mother that you could possibly hope for.
Mm-hmm.